Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Merry New Year! I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks for hanging out on the House of L podcast today. Yeah, even on holidays, we do our recaps of what went on in the Bears game. Woo-wee! I just tweeted this literally before I stepped into my office to do the podcast. Sometimes you can be a Sometimes you can be a prisoner of the moment. And I feel like that's what I was watching with Joe and Troy as they delicately tried to tell you, well, you know, Matt Nagy had a choice, and the choice was winning games with Andy Dalton or developing Justin Fields. As they're out there extolling the virtue of Andy Dalton's 300-yard game. They scored 16 points against the Lions, against the worst coach in the league. And I know people are going, no. Dan Campbell is the worst coach in the league. How he got that job and that contract, I'll never know. But that guy's a cartoon. He's a cartoon. And you saw it play out at the end of the game with a lack of clock management or defensive assignments with him. But they're, oh, just 300-yard game for Andy Dalton. The problem for the entire tenure of Matt Nagy is 16 points. And if you wanted to say, all right, well, they should have had 19. Because Santos couldn't make it look close at 53 yards, which was bizarre. All right, then I say they should have had 12. They also had another red zone trip. And how did that red zone trip end? It ended with Andy Dalton throwing the ball to the other team in the end zone again, like he did in the Rams. You know what? I have already spent too much time talking about Andy Dalton. Already too much. He doesn't matter. I don't mean in life. I'm sure he matters in life. I mean, for what the Bears are talking about, as I'm doing this, Tom Rinaldi's now giving him a silver football. Get on out of here with your silver football. This has been quite the week for the Bears. It would have been justice to see the Bears lose this game after the McCaskies went all over the football world to tell everyone, no, that report wasn't true, when they could have just done it publicly 2 days ago. They could have literally done the minimum of putting out a statement saying the report that Mark Conkle had on Patch.com is not true. We are continually evaluating our head coach, and we have not made any decision on his future yet. One sentence, or I guess two. I'd probably put a period in there somewhere. They could have done it that way, but they chose to do it this way. Jason Leisure had actually talked about it on my show, that he expected that there would be some sort of leak to the national audience, that they had decided that they are not going to fire Matt Nagy on Monday, which honestly didn't make any sense to me anyway. If you're going to fire him, you fire him tomorrow, not on Monday. It has been quite the week, and while we could spend some time talking about this game, I did want to talk a little bit about what happened throughout the week and the process of the week and how we do our job, because House of L is a podcast that talks a lot about journalism. So I wanted to kind of give you, in a space that's totally mine, where I don't have to worry about the repercussions of talking about the radio station or anything like that, I wanted to just kind of free flow this a little bit, and then I'm going to go and see my family and go have dinner over there. I don't even actually know if I'm going to have dinner. I think I'm just going to say hi. It's really weird, this place that we're at, journalistically, when it comes to stories like this. Because we're stuck going against some of the most tried and true practices of journalism. One being, if your mother tells you that she loves you, you need to go check that out. There's that old adage. The other part is, one source reporting is very, very dangerous. It's dangerous because it's easy to be manipulated by one source. What's their agenda? What is it that they want to put out there? If you can't corroborate that with someone else independently, you're taking a risk by reporting it. Like, even if, you know, Danny and I were talking about this on the air, and he brought up the idea of something like transactional, like an agent tells you that a player is signed with a team. Well, you could take the agent's word on it, but wouldn't it be better to go to whomever your team source is, or the team, say, hey, such and such signed with you. I've heard that such and such signed with you. Is that accurate? And if they say yes, now guess what? You have two sources, and you can go with it. And I've had situations where, in those situations, an agent will tell me this is what the contract is, and then I go back to the team, and the team goes, that's not quite what the contract is. What can I say? Can I say that the player is signed? Yeah, the player is signed. Details on the contract to come. So you have to be very careful with this. The other part of it has to do with what is our responsibility, those of us who have shows or columns or write for a paper, when something that our company didn't report comes out, what then becomes the responsibility of it? I don't get to make policy for the score. I can only make policy for my show. Like, I can only do what I think is right on my show or my time on the air. I think that it's a dangerous game when you have a report in a space where someone doesn't ordinarily report on it. It's not to say that news people can't report on sports or sports people can't report on news. It's just that you have to be careful with it. Let me flip it around for a second. What if I threw out on House of L? It's a hypothetical, but what if I threw out on House of L that, let's go with something that's really ridiculous. Mayor Lightfoot is going to step down on Monday at the behest of her family. If I then threw that up on Twitter, I'm a guy with a blue check mark, although technically, right, it's a white check mark with a blue background. And I posed it as, House of L has learned that at the behest of her family, Lori Lightfoot is going to step down as mayor of Chicago on Monday. Okay? If I threw that out, there are a lot of people who follow me that are in news. I've worked in a bunch of newsrooms in Chicago. The idea of them running with that story, even with the attribution to me, Lawrence Holmes and House of L are reporting blah, 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 I think is a very dangerous game. To me, and these are my, this is my journalistic ethics, what there is left of them. This is what, how I feel. To me, it's important to give the attribution and then work the story. If you're going to have to talk about it, and I was put in a position where I had to talk about it, it's incumbent upon me to make every phone call, every text message, every DM that I can to try to come to some sort of conclusion on this. So I did that, and what I kept hearing was, that's not right. And what I kept hearing was, the person who probably sourced this to Conkle is probably in a position of power, but they do everything collaboratively. I don't even know. They collaborate on everything there. Collaboratively? Yeah, that's right. So that doesn't mean that there's been a final determination, and everything that I got back was that report is very specific and easy to poke holes in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what are you supposed to do? The other part is, sometimes we have to be careful with awards as reputation. Yes, Mark Conkle has won a Pulitzer Prize. He's also done other stuff that might make people question why he's reporting on this and didn't hedge. See, I would feel like if I was wading into the water of a beat that wasn't mine, there would be some sort of hedging on it. And it wouldn't be me being like, Mayor Lightfoot is going to step down on Monday at the behest of her family. First of all, I wouldn't even throw that out there. Let me tell you what I would do. If I were Mark Conkle, and I'm not, but if I were him, if I got this juicy piece of news from a beat that I don't cover, I would have passed it along to someone who covers the story, who covers the team, who covers the league. Mark knows a lot of people. He knows me. He knows a ton of people who work in newspapers. He could have very easily said to one of them, yo, this is what I'm hearing. He doesn't have to even give up the source. But I guess then it becomes a matter of, well, you want Patch to get the love for breaking the story, right? We're all in this thing to try and improve our brand and all this stuff. You know that I have strong feelings about trying to do things the right way. We don't always accomplish that goal in media, capital M, but I do think that we can make better efforts in trying to do them the right way. And one source reporting to me is not the right way to go about doing stuff. I also struggle with what is my role as talk show host, formerly reporter. I still know enough people that I can sometimes find things out. I have not covered this locker room. I don't really know Matt Nagy at all. I don't think that I've ever shared a space with Matt Nagy. Maybe a couple of press conferences early in his tenure. So I try to be really careful with, listen, man, you're not on the beat. You got people on the beat. Like, I can go to Chris Emma. I can go to Mark Grody. If I hear something and I can put it in their ear. Another thing is that another reason why one source reporting is dangerous is because of agendas. You never know what the agenda is of the source. I don't think that Mark Conkle made this out of whole cloth. Like, I don't think he just like, let me stir shit up and let me throw it out there. I'm convinced, and you'll have to read between the lines, I'm convinced that someone over there told him something about Matt Nagy being gone. The specificity of Matt Nagy being gone, I question. I question if that person had the authority to leak something out there that way. But we're also talking about leaking. And it's the Bears then leaking a story to Dan Pompey and Adam Schefter and Troy Aikman and Joe Buck instead of, and this is what, this rankles me. To me, Tuesday was an easy fix. To me, Tuesday was a one or two sentence statement. And I know that they shouldn't have to. Like, it's our responsibility to be responsible, but you have to understand, as media continues to expand, someone actually asked me about this because I talked about it with Mitch Albom, and they were, you know, I had talked about like independent media and how the mission creep of independent media means that there are less, the standards for the industry are not universal. What I do on House of L may not be what some other podcaster does or some other website, and on and on and on it goes. So while I do think that there should be kind of a journalistic standard of, you know, you should probably have two sources before reporting something this important, that might not be the standard at Patch. I don't pretend to know what their standard is. So yes, there is some responsibility on us to be responsible. And the Bears shouldn't have to come out and answer every single rumor that is on Twitter. Had this been any other non-Bears reporter, non-football reporter, it would not have caught fire. But because Mark has a Pulitzer, he was given the grace of people saying, oh, he wouldn't be irresponsible. Clearly, he heard something, and we should run with this. I also think that that's dangerous. I think that while our reputations are currency, we have to be very careful about who we blindly will allow to agenda set. And that's what ended up happening. This story set the agenda for my station, for 1000, for GN, for all of the television stations, for both newspapers in the city, plus anyone else who was covering the team. once it reached that point, to get to back to my original statement about the Bears, once it reached that point, to me, it was incumbent upon the Bears to go, no, this isn't, if it's true that they had not had these meetings and they had not decided, then it was incumbent upon them to say, no, this isn't true. And they, and honestly, to be straight up with you, they haven't condemned it strongly enough. The words that we keep hearing as they leak out of Hallis Hall are inaccurate. Don't say that. That has a level of ambiguity to it. That's the difference between being immunized and being vaccinated. If it's not true, then say it's not true. This story is not true. We don't know where it came from, but it was never our plan to fire Matt Nagy on Monday. Never. You need to say it in the strongest terms, or else what happens is now people will look at it, and I guarantee you that this is going to happen over the next week. If Matt Nagy is still coaching the Bears on Tuesday morning, people are going to say, the Bears, this was a true story, but the Bears are embarrassed, so they're going to stick it out for another few weeks so that they're not embarrassed or that they don't prove Mark right, that they're doing it out of spite. That's why a refutation of it immediately would have stopped a lot, and it would have stopped Matt Nagy being up there butt naked trying to answer these questions. As for the game, I don't know if you care, other than the fact that these dudes scored 16 points. They scored 16 points with his hand-picked boy, Andy Dalton. That offense scored 16 points against Detroit. Don't forget that, that they scored 16 points against the worst coach in the league and the worst team in the league. Do not let that go by you. And with that, I bid you adieu. I thank you for listening to me, bitch, and discuss some of these. I'm going to be on the air on Friday afternoon after Thanksgiving. I'm sure I'll go back over some of this stuff. I hope you enjoyed the Bears winning. It would have been funnier had they lost, but they won. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope Justin Fields' ribs get better. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day and weekend. I will talk to you soon. Next week, Cody Decker is going to be the guest on House of L. It's a phenomenal episode. And if you have not listened to the Mitch Album episode, take your ass back there and listen to it. It's really, really good. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.